This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Jonathan Emord, it is time once again for the Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'm so pleased that you came out immediately with a perspective on the Parkland shooting last week related to the psychiatric psychotropic drugs, and our good buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, also featured that in an article. What is your perspective here, and how did you come to this understanding of the danger of these psychotropic medications as they're relating to pretty much every school shooting since Columbine?
Well, it's been a constant story underlying all of the publicity about these school shootings that the kids involved in these school shootings have been oftentimes on psychotropic drugs. The majority of them have, if not almost all of them. The more I hear about information related to them, the more I get confirmations that these kids were on these psychotropic drugs. And the real problem is that these are the very same drugs that the FDA has admitted increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior. In fact, in England, they're largely banned from being given to kids because of this risk. Yet here, it's all over the place. Ritalin is being handed out like candy in public schools across the United States from nurses' stations, and that drug is associated with this increased risk of violent behavior, as are almost all of the antidepressants and psychotic medications. So if you have, I'm not saying that these drugs are responsible for the troubled status of a lot of these kids. I am saying, though, that it is a pharmaceutical agent that actually encourages a predisposition towards violence. And as a result, it may be the tipping factor, and the failure to restrict the availability of these drugs to young people and to responsibly monitor young people who are on them such that they don't have access to guns and to other weapons is a real problem. And I would be in favor of following Britain's example and banning these things in kids. I find little evidence that they're efficacious. Most kids who are on these drugs do not recover in the sense of becoming well again. And almost all of them have some sort of an adverse reaction to it. And by adverse, I mean abnormal physiological or psychological state as a result of it. A lot of these drugs induce hallucination. And when you have substances that people are taking that disassociate them from reality, either to some extent or completely in the case of a full-blown episode,
right?
This is dangerous because they're then capable of presuming themselves to be appropriate vehicles for this. I know in the case of the shooter in Florida, reports are that he said that he heard voices in his head telling him to kill people in the school. Now, that's a psychosis, right? That's a hallucination. And what caused that? and we have a right to know.
Sure.
And there should be a thorough investigation of the association between the drugs he took and the episodes he experienced to determine whether or not they were causative factors. Again, I'm not saying that the kid is innocent of wrongdoing because of the drugs. I'm not raising it as a defense. I think that my own personal view is that if someone commits a heinous crime, they should be fully accountable for it and should be punished for it to the full extent of the law. I wouldn't alleviate any punishment based on this. But I think if we're going to seriously address how best to reduce the incidence of these school shootings in this country, we've got to take very seriously the fact that so many kids are on these drugs that increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior. And to assume that that has nothing to do with it is absurd, because we know these drugs cause these ideations.
Yeah, it's not new information.
Not a question.
No, it isn't.
No.
Now, if you were a defense attorney, you would be remiss not to bring that up as a defense. I'm not saying that I buy it.
I don't
either.
Know that any of them have. Maybe they have, but I don't know that any of the defense attorneys for any of these people have. But look, an investigation should be undertaken to determine the extent to which these drugs are inducing this behavior. You know, it's not just the ones who actually commit mayhem, but there's, you know, far less violent, extensive violence that is being induced by these things, including heinous crimes against a single person.
Sure, or suicides themselves, right? We've talked
right,
about
suicide
or self mutilation, cutting, things like this. These people, these kids are on these medications, and it's not, you know, there are whole websites dedicated to following and tracking this stuff. And the fact that a defense attorney may have not brought this up as a defense, it makes me very suspicious about the moneyed influence over the. Well, let's just say he gets a public defender because he can't. I don't know if that's the case here, but that they wouldn't bring it up is indicative to me of the tentacled reach of the big money of Big Pharma to keep this out of the mainstream media, because they would have to then, my gosh, what they could bring out about what these drugs do, what you know, what I know. And I think there is something to consider here, because the mainstream media, even though like the Washington Post and the Miami Herald have referenced that this person may have been on psychiatric meds of some kind, there is no expose. There is no investigative journalism happening. It's a offhanded mention, and then they move right on as if they didn't see anything.
Right. And no one's, look, there's been no thorough investigation. There's been no serious undertaking by any state or federal government agency, or even release of the information to allow private institutions to do it. I represented a group called Able Child. We asked the coroner in the Sandy Hook shooting to turn over all the medical records of Adam Lanza, and they refused. And then we sued them, and the government of Connecticut refused all the way through the appellate process. They refused. And they cited privacy, but that's absurd. The killer's privacy rights are extinguished. He's dead. In the instance of one who's not dead, like in the Florida situation, there's still no right to privacy. He's committed a heinous public crime. You're entitled to all the information necessary to determine the cause.
Well, what would be the problem with revealing that? What do you think is the concern here? That, again, it would track back to a multi-billion-dollar multinational industry?
Well, that's exactly what the assistant attorney general in the Connecticut case, in the Sandy Hook case, said to the administrative law judge in my presence. He said, you know, if the information that they're asking for is released, then it might cause some people to stop taking their psychoactive medications.
Jonathan, this is the same argument made about why they don't want any open discussion and debate about the lack of science behind safety and efficacy of vaccinations. It isn't because
right.
there isn't an issue. It's because they're afraid people will not do the thing they want them to do, which is unconscionable.
Right. Look, we've got to have a serious look at this issue. It's not an option. You have to do it. You have to look at all the causal factors. And without a doubt, depending on what the kid was taking in Florida, there may be an argument that the drugs he was taking contributed to his violent propensities. If that's the case, we need to know it so we can develop a protocol that either excludes them entirely from kids, which would be my preference and
yes.
was the preference of the British government, or if not that, at least to ensure that no one gets these drugs who has a weapon at home or who has access to commit acts of violence. And if they are using these drugs, then they should be under special scrutiny.
Yes.
So that they can be interdicted if they do commit an act of violence at the first happenstance.
Jonathan, though,
but see, that's not happening.
No, the mainstream leftist media wants to make this all about guns and gun control, and I'm concerned because even Trump is now saying, let's raise the age of purchase of firearms. And if you're old enough, you're 18 to defend your country with a weapon, you should be able to access that as long as you're not, again, this is the issue, that they won't even allow us to discuss or investigate. What is the risk associated with a child or an adult, but a child in this case, a young adult, on these psychotropic medications, which is, you know, if they want to focus on that, then they want to blanket, say, no one at 18 can buy a long gun, for instance, a rifle or a shotgun. And, of course, I think that should be a state and a local issue, not a federal issue at that point, because certain municipalities, certain areas, you have large agricultural, farming, wilderness communities. It's a ludicrous thing to say across the board, we'll just ban it because of this and not look at the what I perceive to be the real primary factor here.
Well, it's a deadeningly dumb approach that is very protective of pharmaceutical company interests when they, you know, they act this way. So I know why they're acting this way. I know the interests at stake are powerful and they wish to protect them from the risk of a market catastrophe. But look, we have got to get to the bottom of this. And it didn't just happen overnight that, you know, we're having these school shootings all over the country. Mm-hmm. It happened following the introduction of these drugs in large measure.
Yes, that's right.
It may be a coincidence, but I don't think so. And Andrew Mossholder, who originally discovered the association between these drugs and violence in his post-market review at the FDA, had that information suppressed by the agency. He was castigated and stripped of his role at the agency because he did that, and then later they had to eat their words and put a black box warning on these drugs to tell people that there was that, tell doctors there was that risk. But a black box warning is not good enough because the psychiatric profession benefits immensely from this relationship with the drug industry.
Yeah.
And look, we've got a pill pushing psychiatric industry that does this, you know, drop of a hat. You have insomnia, here, take Ritalin. You have ADHD, take Ritalin. You have ADD, take Ritalin. You're having some other problems, here, take Paxil.
Yeah.
I mean, they it's so easy to diagnose aberrant behavior, and then once it's diagnosed, to administer these therapeutic agents that are prescribed for.
Jonathan, we got to take a break.
And then to ignore the adverse reactions.
All right, when we come back, more discussion on this very serious issue in a way that you won't hear it discussed in the mainstream media. Thanks to Jonathan Emord here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan Emord, I was talking with our good friend Ty Bollinger about this yesterday. We were discussing the fact that our parents and grandparents' generation, you know, they went to public schools very often, and they were even gun clubs, shooting clubs. The people would bring their rifles or shotguns, whether they be in their car or they just lean them up against the schoolyard. I mean, this is it's not the guns. Something shifted. You alluded to it in the last segment. At the time where the advent of psychiatric medications experimenting on children in this way, and we've seen this with adults, maybe school shootings are different, in that context, but there are other violent actions, as you talked about, suicides as well as homicides. And the focus is not there in the media, and you seem to indicate, based on a suit that you were engaged in related to Sandy Hook, that there was a protective mechanism within the administrative law judge's scenario to protect the pharmaceutical industrial complex. How much control are they exerting over our government at almost every level?
Well, it's true. I remember Dan Burton saying when he was in Congress that any bill that was desired to be passed by the drug industry would be passed, and any bill they didn't want to have passed wouldn't be passed because they were the most powerful lobby on Capitol Hill. And no one gets to be a commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration unless they run the congressional gauntlet and basically are blessed by the drug industry. That's true of even the Trump appointee to the head of the FDA.
Yeah, I think this is the one thing that I'm seeing, and I'm nervous about it because Trump wants to drain the swamp, but I think they're pushing back on him big time from the pharmaceutical side of things, and that doesn't bode well for the future because in our lifetime, has there ever been a president that went in there to do this?
I don't think that Donald Trump, and I think his position on vaccines is clear. I don't think Donald Trump put someone in that position who he thought would be a patsy for anybody's interests. But the fact of the matter is his profile reveals that he is pretty doggone close to the drug industry now.
Right.
His actions since being appointed also suggest that connection. And What we need is strong presidential leadership. If he's told to do something by the president, I'm sure he will. And I think in this instance, we need a federal investigation to determine the connection between drugs FDA admits cause increased risk of suicide and violent behavior and the extent to which these kids were on these drugs. You know, they also claim these drugs are not addictive, but there's quite a bit of evidence to the contrary. These drugs are addictive, and when drugs are addictive, kids tend to take more of them than they are prescribed. So it's, you know, it's possible that all these kids who have these significant mental problems to begin with are being tipped over the edge in no small measure by this. And even if it isn't, provable that they're being tipped over the edge by these drugs, look, if a drug increases the risk of suicide and violent behavior and is being taken by a kid who already has significant emotional problems, shouldn't we be taking steps to make sure that that kid does not have an opportunity to commit these acts of violence? And that means that as a part of the protocol for prescription, there should be a thorough assessment of whether or not the kid has at home any weapons, or whether or not the child may be put under special scrutiny or should be put under special scrutiny at school while on these medications, because they have that risk of increasing violent behavior. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. When kids are medicated one way or another and schools are notified, they keep an eye on the child. Why shouldn't it be the case here?
Jonathan, even before they were doing these SSRIs for kids, they were doing Ritalin, you mentioned, which is methylphenidate, PMP. And kids were crushing these things up and snorting them to get, you know, a high or a rush. So there's no question that these drugs are being abused, but I think the very abuse starts with the first prescription, because there's no basis for, let's say, looking at these children from a nutritional perspective, from a heavy metal toxicity perspective, because we have a national or state religion in violation of the First Amendment. We call it the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Our country, our judiciary, our executive branch, our legislative branch, all biased in favor of a state religion in violation of that First Amendment.
Well, look, the other side of this coin is that these drugs that have been approved as antidepressants or agents to be used in treating ADHD or ADD, they have some pretty flimsy evidence of efficacy supporting them.
Yes.
Pretty doggone flimsy. Many of them are no more effective than placebo. As a result, you know, the downside, the upside is small and the downside is great here. So it gets back to this fundamental point. Maybe what we ought to do is ban these things for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And ought we not, given the fact that there is this association between increased risk of suicide and violent behavior, shouldn't we at least attempt this? That is to say, shouldn't we impose a ban and see if it has an effect of diminishing the incidence of school shootings or violent behavior by kids?
All right.
Shouldn't we give it an assessment?
Talking too much common sense here. We're going to continue after this with Jonathan E. Mord. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This is the kind of the discussion that I wish that was happening all across this land. Whether the media covers it or not, I want y'all to think about this, talk about it. Watch Jonathan's perspective on that YouTube. We have it linked up in the show notes here today at robertscottbell.com. And then talk to somebody about it because it's not happening. And I did appreciate Trump's so-called listening group yesterday. I saw a little bit of it where, you know, it kind of blows the mind of the leftists who are Trump deranged haters because the guy's listening. He really does observe and watch and go, all right, let's assess this. Now, will they allow him? This is a sad thing to have to say about a president. Will they allow him to go where we're going? To say, you know what, we really need to look at these medications because they're inculcated in about every mass school shooting. And even I think that event that happened on an Army base in Texas some years ago, or somewhere it was, also involved psychiatric medicine. So it has to be discussed, but it's not happening. And I'm just so impassioned to make sure this message is getting out, Jonathan.
Look, we have a right to full information about this. We have a right to know what medications these kids were on. What medications were they on? Let's get it all disclosed. Let's look at the profiles for those medications. Let's look at the adverse events associated with them. And let's see if these drugs, if there's this common pattern, which I suspect, that these kids have been on these drugs and that these drugs increase the risk of violence and suicidal behavior. And let's just get it out there. I think that the local authorities have an interest in trying to keep the information confidential so it's not used by defense attorneys. I think the federal establishment has an interest in keeping the information out because the drug companies don't want people mindful of this association, even though it's on the label. It's frequently not even communicated by doctors who prescribe the drugs to the patients themselves. I mean, I would suspect that very few, if any, of these parents whose kids were given these drugs were ever told by a physician or anybody else that these drugs would increase the risk of suicidal behavior or violent behavior. And full disclosure is critical here. We need the full picture. The public needs the information. Let's get it out there. Let's have a debate. Let's get an investigation going. Let's see if there are these associations. Let's get the experts who have identified the associations, and the FDA has conceded as much, and world authorities have found the association. Let's get them assessing what's going on here. I mean, look, at some point these kids flipped. When was it? How long were they on these drugs? And, you know, even when they're off these drugs, apparently they can have hallucinations years after.
Right.
It's an amazing problem that we confront. But look, we have not had these kinds of problems except in this most recent modern era. We didn't have, 25 years ago, there weren't school shootings in the United States, except maybe on the rarest of occasions.
Do you recall what I mentioned
an epidemic
about generations prior to us, our dad, grandparents? I mean, the firearms were a part of the fabric of the American culture. In schools, they were not looked on as something to be frightened of. They were trained and they were respected. But, you weren't aware. Let me say this. There was no awareness needed because people weren't shooting up schools. Kids were not shooting each other. And yes, there were gun clubs at school. There were rifle clubs at school. So, again, the difference, what happened. But I just want to acknowledge that you are also aware of that kind of history.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, weapons have been with us since the founding and before, since the colonial era. It's a common part of American history that people were armed, and it's considered under the Second Amendment essential to the protection of individual liberty. And the framers of the Constitution recognized that. It is a characteristic of the modern era, and most notably the last 15, 20 years, that these increased incidences of shootings at schools have become commonplace. Before that time, they weren't present. Kids frequently would go home from school and pick up a gun and go off and hunt, or they would have access to weapons, and they didn't have these kinds of problems. Well, what's changed? And that's a good question. Is it that somehow the perception of the horror associated with murder has changed? I don't think so. I think people are, if anything, more aghast because of the violence that is part of our society these days. And I think violence has become, yes, more commonplace in general, but the horror associated with it is no less horrific today. If anything, it's more horrific. People suffer sleepless nights over and over again because of this. Parents do and kids do. It's understandable. So I don't think that people are embracing the idea of violence. I think people are horror-stricken by it. And I think these kids are definitely disturbed. I mean, they're not normal. They're disturbed. And the question becomes, what is it that triggers in them a desire to kill? What is it that triggers in them a desire to kill themselves, to kill others? And something is contributing to it. What are the factors that contribute to it? yes, we need to have teachers armed in the schools to interdict this kind of thing. But there's an epidemic. There's far more kids doing this. What's causing it? Why is there an epidemic? And I think that when we know that certain drugs have suicide and violent behavior as adverse effects, shouldn't we be restricting access to those drugs? Shouldn't we be mindful of those who are on those drugs? Shouldn't they be under special scrutiny? Rather than put the entire universe of all kids under special scrutiny or subject them all to psych tests and declare them candidates for the receipt of these very same drugs.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because you're right, the screening
methodology. Shouldn't we be focusing at the problem and then asking ourselves what contributes to the problem?
Yes, and that which we perceive and have analyzed and agree is likely causing the problem, the screening that you've just alluded to is what they want to use to put more kids on them rather than to recognize what we're discussing. Because of, let me ask you, back on that Sandy Hook thing, that trial or that suit you were engaged in, was that a state-level suit or did that go to the federal level?
That was a state-level suit, so it was in Connecticut, within the state of Connecticut.
So even at the state level, they acknowledged that they could not, or at some point somebody realized they could not reveal the things that would harm, let's say, the bottom line of an industry that was afraid people wouldn't take.
Oh, they absolutely refused to do it. And then the assistant attorney general said overtly in the administrative proceeding that the state was concerned that if the information were released, people might stop taking their psychoactive medications.
But if indeed they acknowledge the danger, why would they be concerned they wouldn't be taking it? Wouldn't they be more concerned that they're taking it? So it begs the question.
Well, you would think so.
Yes, I know. So
you would think that with this loss of life and the horror and trauma and cost, both in human tragedy and in economic cost, wouldn't you want to invest the research in an open assessment of the extent to which these drugs that they're being given are causing aberrant behavior, violent behavior? And even if you can't prove that there's violent behavior, the fact that they're taking drugs that are associated with that and admitted to be associated with it by the FDA, isn't that enough for us to take special action to restrict the availability of those drugs? I would say get rid of them entirely for kids. Or alternatively, if you're not going to do that, at least put them under special scrutiny, make sure they don't have weapons at home. Why not do that then take away the Second Amendment rights of every single person?
Folks, this is it. You've got to take heed, because what we have here is the evidence that the drug industry has purchased influence at every level of government, that the obvious is being painted over as if it's not obvious. And that the conclusion, even if they acknowledge what we now know is obvious, is that, my gosh, if we look into this, people won't take these medicines that are causing these problems. What does that tell you about how deranged our culture has become? And whether we appreciate and embrace a culture of life, there are many people in our country that do not. Maybe due to drugs, maybe due to drug money. And, you know, here's an example of someone. This morning, Jonathan, I was at a local health food store. I was going to get an organic carrot, apple, ginger, one of my favorite juices. And I'm looking right at the CBD section. Okay, I'm looking at the CBD products. A man and his daughter walk up to me, a big guy, and he says, "You know, this stuff is great," pointing at the CBD. And I said, "Yeah, I do know it's great. My wife is alive because of the CBD." And he says, "Yeah, I'm a Marine. I'm a retired Marine, and I was dealing with serious PTSD, and this got me off of everything." And I, you know, and he has this happy, well-adjusted daughter. He looks great. He's got a great job. I'm like, this is, and now we have the FDA, of course, still trying to attack CBD from him. Also, the attacks on kratom, now claiming that salmonella is infesting the kratom. And they're desperate to block any competition to drugs that, like methadone, are proved to be as dangerous as the original opioids.
Well, this is kind of like the approach that they typically take, that they took with taking off cold and flu, taking off cold remedies from the convenience stores because they said that it was used to divert to methamphetamine production. You got Congress breathing down the neck of the FDA commissioner saying, do things and for the president, do things that will restrict the availability and prescription of opioids. Rather than hit the nail on the head, this is the same thing they did with the methamphetamine thing, rather than go after it in a real way by going after pharmacies that were loose in their protection and caused all these medications to be going out and being used in methamphetamine production, they go after the little guy or the person that is sort of a secondary or tertiary potential and crush that party, and then they run back to Congress and say, see, we did our thing. And they don't go after the politically powerful stakeholders. They don't go after the pharmaceutical companies that are pumping out the opioids to all the doctors in the United States, which is the source of the problem. And instead, they go after the secondary and tertiary things. Mm-hmm. This is a political knee-jerk reaction, and it's an easy target. And I think it's a cop-out, but this is what agencies do. They've got their constituencies that they have to protect for their own economic future. The commissioner is not going to go after Merck and, you know, all these big drug companies. Instead, they go after these little guys because they can get away with it, and they can then crow to Congress, we have started the crackdown on opioids.
Well, and then the destruction of the American Republic happens from within by administering medications that are causing, you know, suicidal, homicidal, and addictive disasters from occurring in the doctors.
Yeah, recognize if there's salmonella out there, who wants that? We all want the government to go after that. But look at in their own press release how they categorize it. They use salmonella in addition to saying they're going after these things sold as opioids. They mix it together in the same press release. It reveals the real intent.
Yes.
The real intent is to
hold that thought, the real intent. And we're going to come right back and wrap it up with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out emord.com, linked up in the show notes as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking about the real intent as we went to break just moments ago with Jonathan Ebord here. You mentioned salmonella, and I'm looking at the claims that salmonella is contaminating kratom, and I'm not seeing any real evidence pointing to salmonella contamination of kratom, that this is a desperate attempt to issue what they are now calling a voluntary recall. So go to the real intent and then explain what a voluntary recall is.
Well, a voluntary recall is sort of like when I put a gun to your head and I say, you're free to walk in any direction, but I wanted you to know something. I want you to walk straight ahead.
That's what I'm sensing.
And that's what a voluntary recall is. It's a situation where the FDA breathes down the back of the party, says, you're a regulatee. We can get you for any number of things. We can inspect you until the cows come home. We're going to find something. Oh, look, we found some salmonella on a petri dish here. That's good enough. We're going to say that your stuff's contaminated with salmonella. I don't know whether that's the case, whether it's actually a real full-blown contamination issue, whether it's trumped up, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that this is how the agency operates, and it's Big Brother pressing his, ginormous thumb down on the head of a little guy and squeezing him as much as you can, and then they capitulate and they agree to the recall, and they call it a voluntary recall. That's not really voluntary. And but be that as it may, I'm all for getting rid of bad stuff. I don't want anyone out there getting sick from salmonella. But by the same token, I don't like the dishonesty. Yes. I don't like if when you say you're doing something significant to reduce the availability of opioids for physician prescription, and you do absolutely nothing of any material extent except crack kratom. You know, I don't recognize that as being honest. That's dishonest. Mm-hmm. And if you're sincere about this, you bring in the executives of the drug companies and you'd say, all right, this is what we're going to do, guys. You're going to stop making these drugs available as you are, and you're going to instead follow this protocol. And unless someone is in absolute dire straits and needs this, we're not going to make it available. And when it is available, it's going to be limited in prescription, and people are not going to be let go until we're confident we didn't get them addicted.
Yes.
And that's the new protocol. And it's going to cut your profits, and it's going to reduce the availability of these things, and you're no longer going to be in a situation where you can just rake in the dough based on addiction.
Yeah.
You're now going to have to be responsible, and if you're not, we're going to prosecute you. But that kind of toughness and seriousness isn't there with this commissioner. And that's also, you know, he's not going to cut off his nose to spite his face. These are the very people that he's going to find employment with a couple of years after he leaves the FDA. So, you know, maybe not. Maybe he'll go on his own. But if history repeats itself, the commissioners are very careful about whose ox they gore,
right?
Because they don't want to offend the big guys. And
Jonathan,
that's been the history.
My health freedom dream would be not only what you just said, but then to say, look, we're going to open up the markets wide open, and allow innovation to occur within the natural realm. As long as you're not poisoning and truly harming anybody, we're going to allow you to access this. We're going to take seriously the claims that are being made by people that are getting benefit from, like CBD or kratom. Obviously, if there's a contamination issue, that's a real issue. But apparently, again, as I said, the first thing I hear from the FDA is my assumption is that they're making it up, because they've been desperate to try and eliminate possibilities for people to get off of addictive drugs unless you use other addictive drugs that are approved by them. And this is a tyrannical police state in the medical realm.
Yeah, that's right.
So our next step, Jonathan. We got to, you know, you've been at it. You've dedicated your life to this of beating back the bureaucratic oligarchy. You can't do it alone. Obviously, we got a lot of people that are supporting you. And the question is, what other things can we say? I keep telling people, let Trump know, for whatever it's worth. He's definitely willing to break up a lot of the oligarchy, but he can't do it alone either.
Well, I think that the president needs to come out and say clearly to that he wants a full investigation on the association between drugs that have adverse effects associated with them that involve suicide and violent behavior and these school shooters. And he wants to just look at all of them, wants to see the extent to which they're on these drugs, and wants a scientific evaluation of the potential risks of them. And in order to determine what might be done, and having a commission or something else that was sincere with appropriate people on there would be a start. I think there needs to be private efforts undertaken, frankly, because I'm always suspicious of government entities, and I'm always suspicious of their own political agendas.
Absolutely, Jonathan. Appreciate you so very much, my friend. Everybody, check out emord.com. We'll be back with another hour of broadcast healing. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.